You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Saver, let it believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Hello, my darlings. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Thank you for coming to read with me at Storytime with Dr. Dawn. We have beautiful books today, and I'm so glad that we get to spend time together reading them. The Giveaway is written and illustrated by Ray Buckley. And you know, giveaway is an incredibly important part of Indigenous cultures. Some cultures get presents on special occasions, and that's great. We do too. But in our Indigenous tribal cultures, we also have to give away because being generous is one of our most important values. So we give gifts to celebrate the birth of a new baby or a birthday or in honor of someone in our family, a loved one, to celebrate a great milestone or achievement. The giveaway is very important. There was a grove of trees where the forests grew thick. The trees had stood there for as long as anyone could remember, their roots intertwined so that nothing could affect one without affecting them all. They were known to the inhabitants of the forest, the four-leggeds and those who fly, as the Old Ones. In the middle of the Old Ones stood the oldest of them all, taller and broader than the others. If one stood beneath it, one could not see where its crown touched Father Sky, and smaller trees grew around its roots in the safety of its vastness. It was called the Ancient One, because it had known the Creator longest of all. It was to this grove that the creatures of the forest and the plains, the four-leggeds and those who fly, gathered for counsel. Each had sent one speaker, the oldest and the wisest of its kind. Snow fell thick on familiar paths, and each arrived in silence, waiting with the patience of those who have seen much. When the circle was complete, they stood listening to their hearts. "They have lost their way," Hoop and Crane said. "There is no pattern to their journey." Snow Goose nodded in agreement.
"They have lost their purpose," Deer Mouse said softly. "They do not gather seeds. They do not know who they are."
Tatanka, the bull buffalo, dropped his head low.
"They take more than they need and give nothing back. They do not give away."
"They do not see long distance," Eagle began. "They keep more than they can eat, while some are hungry. They no longer know that they are connected."
"They do not know that they are beautiful," Fox said sadly, her white coat blending with the snow. "They decorate themselves with stones and hide their spirits."
They think that power is what they can hold on to," Old Beaver pondered. "They say, 'This is mine,' and build lodges too large so that they themselves will appear big."
They must make others small so that they will look big,
Bear's deep voice answered.
In the end, they must destroy themselves or others. They have lost their names and do not know who they are.
Grandmother Turtle, who was the last to arrive, made her way slowly to the center of the council. She lifted her head so that she could see all who gathered beneath the old ones. Her voice was barely audible. We must give away ourselves to them. We must speak to them in soft voices. We must remind them of who they are. She paused, lowering her head into her shell. Then suddenly she lifted her head as high as her neck would allow.
I will give them my shell, she said with certainty.
I will come with no protection, and they can use my shell to adorn themselves. Around the circle, the council was silent. The wind did not blow through the trees. Not a single branch on the old ones fluttered. The forest was still as Grandmother Turtle began her walk back to the empty spot in the circle. I will teach them the patterns of life, Whooping Crane said slowly.
Snow Goose and I will remind them of the seasons.
I will teach them to gather seeds so that no one need be hungry, Deer Mouse began. I will give them what I have stored.
Eagle searched the night sky and without lowering her head said,
I will give them my feathers.
Perhaps if I cannot fly, they will not feel small. Tatanka, the bull buffalo, stood with his legs squarely on the earth.
I will give them my flesh to sustain them and my skin to warm them. I will give myself away.
Each council member in turn rose to speak of the gift, the most costly portion of themselves, that each would give away. When the circle was complete, a new voice was heard. In the shadow of the Ancient One stood the Creator. Oh, children, the Creator began softly. You will give yourselves away, but they will not know that. They will say, see what I have taken, and think that they have made themselves larger. For a moment, the Creator paused. It is I who must give myself away. I must give away my protection and come vulnerable to their lodges. I must choose to become small so that they can choose to know me large. I must give away my name so that they can know their names. The Ancient One had stood silent. The sound of his voice had not been heard in many winters.
Creator, how can this be? How can the great mystery become small?
Thank you. The creator stood beneath the ancient one. The shadow of the great tree became light, and the grove of the old ones became full of the presence of the creator. A baby will be born. He will be the son of the great mystery. He will be born not where the two-leggeds are gathered, but among the four-leggeds and those who fly. He will bring light into confusion. He will bring hope into despair. He will bring love, and his name will be great. The ancient one began to tremble, and those who fly left its old branches. The grove of the old ones moved in its quake. Creator, what can I, whose name speaks only of my age, give away to the great mystery, become baby? What can I do from my grove in the forest? The creator turned toward the ancient one. The voice of the creator was low. You will be his support. You will be his place of rest. You will hold his body. You will hold him up in the beginning and in the end. And the ancient one wept, partly for joy and partly for sorrow.
Edimahe. Yahegeda, Jayajido. The desire of nations.
What matters most is the weight of the heart, the measure of fire when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. What matters most is the cry of the heart, the coming of children, the baking of bread, day in, day out, how our lives are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Glimpses of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. First and last, how we are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. Laughing with me.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
The Giveaway by Ray Buckley. He's Lakota and Tlingit. I love this book. I do. I love so many of our traditional stories. And you know, we tell stories, all of us. Have stories from our cultures and from our lives. And when we share them with one another, they don't have to be in books. They don't have to be. They could be online. They could be in magazines. They could be the stories that we listen to our elders, our grandparents tell us. They can be stories that our family members tell us about what happened to them that day. They can be stories that we pass down. There are all kinds of places and ways to find stories. This is Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, and these beautiful paintings are by Susan Jeffers. And it's a message from Chief Seattle. In a time so long ago that nearly all traces of it are lost in the prairie dust, an ancient people were part of the land that we love and call America. Living here for thousands of years, their children became the great Indian civilizations of the Choctaw and Cherokee, Navajo, Iroquois, Lakota, and many others. Then white settlers from Europe began a bloody war against these people, and in the span of a single lifetime claimed all of the native land for themselves, allowing only small tracts of land to live on. When the last of the Indian Wars were drawing to a close, one of the bravest and most respected chiefs of the Northwest Nations, Chief Seattle, sat at a table to sign a paper presented by the new Commissioner of Indian Affairs for the territory. The government in Washington, D.C. wished to take the lands of Chief Seattle's people. With a commanding presence and eyes that mirrored the great soul that lived within, the chief rose to speak to the gathering in a resounding voice. "How can you buy the sky?" Chief Seattle began. "How can you own the rain and the wind? My mother told me every part of this earth is sacred to our people. Every pine needle, every sandy shore, every mist in the dark woods, every meadow and humming insect. All are holy in the memory of our people. My father said to me, I know the sap that courses through the trees as I know the blood that flows in my veins. We are part of the earth and it is part of us. The perfumed flowers are our sisters. The bear, the deer, the great eagle, these are our brothers. The rocky crests, the meadows, the ponies all belong to the same family. The voice of my ancestors said to me, the shining water that moves in the streams and rivers is not simply water, but the blood of your grandfather's grandfather. Each ghostly reflection in the clear waters of the lakes tells of memories in the life of our people. The water's murmurs is the voice of your great-great-grandmother. The rivers are our brothers. They quench our thirst. They carry our canoes and feed our children. You must give the rivers the kindness you would give to any brother. The voice of my grandfather said to me, the air is precious. It shares its spirit with all the life it supports. The wind that gave me my first breath also received my last sigh. You must keep the land and air apart and sacred as a place where one can go to taste the wind that is sweetened by the meadow flowers. When the last red man and woman have vanished with their wilderness and their memory is only the shadow of a cloud moving across the prairie, will the shores and forests still be here? Will there be any of the spirit of my people left? My ancestors said to me, this we know, the earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth. The voice of my grandmother said to me, teach your children what you have been taught. The earth is our mother. What befalls the earth befalls all the sons and daughters of the earth. Hear my voice and the voice of my ancestors, Chief Seattle said. The destiny of your people is a mystery to us. What will happen when all the buffalo are slaughtered, the wild horses tamed? What will happen when the secret corners of the forest are heavy with the scent of many men? When the view of the ripe hills is blotted by talking wires, where will the thicket be?
gone. Where will the eagle be? Gone. And what will happen when we say goodbye to the swift pony and the hunt? It will be the end of living and the beginning of survival. This we know, all things are connected like the blood that unites us. We did not weave the web of life, we are merely a strand in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. We love this earth as a newborn loves its mother's heartbeat. If we sell you our land, care for it as we have cared for it. Hold in your mind the memory of the land as it is when you receive it. Preserve the land and the air and the rivers for your children's children, and love it as we.
Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, there are still so many wonderful indigenous people and nations all over the world. In North America, sovereign nations, reservations, tribes, there are many indigenous people. Hi. Right here, right now. Not vanished, not conquered, not gone, but right here.
So powerful.
Come no way.
To all my indigenous people out there, come all my Native Americans, we might be many tribes, we are all one.
Gave me silver helmets on, brought a different kind of fate. Saw the battle lines were drawn here in this holy place. Saw the ships across the bay from a land beyond the sea. You can put your guns away. Welcome to our family. We're Chippewa and Choctaw and Navajo and Sioux, Arapaho and Kiowa. And brother, what tribe are you? What tribe are you?
That's right.
What tribe are you?
I am one with the Creator, protector of the land. Bikaku and Dun, the great I am. From the mountains of the sacred to the spirit of these lyrics to the soul of the universe. I know that you can hear it. An appointed time, a new era for that chosen people. They're not divine. I'm shooting for that spot where we are equal. All men are created, but the most of the hated are the ones who I love dominated. And I never fake it. Only real ones on my team. That spot that we fiend is for the American dream. But is it really what it seems? The truth shall be told, I uphold what we bring. Values from my history, the battles and the misery, only turn into the outcome of my victory. And this ain't my country, tis it thee, the land of the free, but the home of some chivalry. That's right. To all my Native Americans out there, stand up. No dapple, no pipeline,
never.
Proud to be a Redskin.
That's right.
First of the metal.
Straight.
Yeah. Mescalero Apache.
We know it better that we go to only places you decreed. Where are all the buffalo? And did you just take what you need? You ask us what our feathers mean. We are honoring the birds. Did your golden trinkets gleam? Did you honor your word?
We're Chippewa and Choctaw and Navajo and Sioux, Arapaho and Kiowa. Brother, what tribe are you? We're Iroquois and Pueblo. We're Cherokee and Cree, Apache and Blackfoot.
So, sister, you can run free.
Thank you.
and savor. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Jess, I'm Tia, and I'm Heather, and we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here, you got LeBron over here, and guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing, because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it, so who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Meet America's adults over 65. 70% of them have high blood pressure. And nearly 50% of those don't have it under control. Even with Medicare Part D coverage, about 5 million adults aren't taking their blood pressure medicines as directed. So why does that matter? Because high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and death in the United States. Along with healthy food choices and regular physical activity, blood pressure medicines reduce those risks. But only if prescriptions are filled in the first place. And one in four adults with Medicare Part D skip doses or stop taking their medicines altogether. Some are reluctant to treat a problem that often doesn't have symptoms. Others get confused over when to take which pills, or worry about cost or unwanted side effects. The thing is, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease don't care about those factors. But you can take action. Ask questions about how to correctly take your medicine and why you need it. Keep track of your blood pressure between medical appointments with a home monitor. Coordinate pill refills for fewer trips to the pharmacy. And reduce confusion by using weekly pill boxes and tracking apps. It's easy to download free tip sheets and tools to help you or your loved ones take their blood pressure medicines on time and in the right amount. To learn more, visit millionhearts.hhs.gov.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions. Like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety. But with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just gonna drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh man, the selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on man, let's put a ride home.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And you come and save her. Let her believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgets.
Yo, let me flip the script. Like my homeboy's true penmanship. My Bible's got a pistol grip. So on this track, you're fixing to get pistol whipped by the KJV. All over the scripture pouring out your soul, homie. That's coming at your pores to reach the pores. Sweat dripping passages of life hardcore, cause it's in your core. Preaching the word of God till your throat gets sore. Then you take a sip and live in water and preach some more. Holy Spirit living,
because Jesus was risen for your sinful condition. That's what church folk like to call conviction. So you're convicted, your disease is lifted. Man, you're gifted, your soul shifted in the upward motion. Your sins are on the bottom of the ocean. On this boat of life, you're straight up coasting.
Oh, answer us, we're crying out. Hear and make us whole.
I'm crying out, cuz I can't seem to get on the right track. At war with my own self, flesh, I gotta fight that. Gloves up, gotta fight back. I'm afraid though, mold me to the man I gotta be. Play-Doh, trying to stand firm, but inside I'm still a child though. Staring out the window, the outside is wild. Yo, look to the stars, but I'm afraid to reach up. Lord, extend your hand to the bottom. Us. We don't need a suit to preach to us. We need wisdom from your very word. Dig in, teach us. And as I gain wisdom, hold my hand, lead me down the right path. Still broken, but you're all I need despite
all
that. Run the race, though it's hard and we're scarred. God will help us if we ask and we keep up on our guard. Against every trap, every sin, each temptation, bruh. He can see us through, man. I don't know why I'm waiting, I can do it if it's his way and not the old man. The pro can lean back and just float like it's a slow jam. But most paths are covered with these stumbling blocks and way too many ungrateful mumbling flocks. Wanna grow weary way too easy and get greasy. I tell them they can keep on with him, but they don't believe me. Gotta do or do not, cause remember there's no try. This war ain't in the stars, though we lean on the Most High.
Hello, my sweethearts. My name is Dr. Dawn, and I'm so happy that you've joined me for story time today. We have some amazing books that celebrate you. Yes, your birthday? Oh, what a special day. The day you were born is sacred and special to all of us. And there are other days that are special too. If you're adopted, that day is a very special day to your whole family. If you're like me and come from a culture where you have naming ceremonies and you're given a name, that is a very magnificent day. A day that we all look forward to celebrating you. Maybe there are other days that we celebrate you. in school, your first day of school, or your first day of a certain activity. Maybe you win awards in that activity and we celebrate you then. Maybe we just celebrate you because you are, and we love you, and you are so very precious and special to us. On the day you were born, Deborah Frazier. Oh, on the eve of your birth, word of your coming passed from animal to animal. The reindeer told the Arctic terns, who told the humpback whales, who told the Pacific salmon, who told the monarch butterflies, who told the green turtles, who told the European eel, who told the busy garden warblers. And the marvelous news migrated worldwide. While you waited in darkness, Tiny's knees curled to your chin, the earth and her creatures with the sun and the moon all moved in their places, each ready to greet you. The very first moment of the very first day you arrived. On the day you were born, the round planet Earth turned toward your morning sky, whirling past darkness, spinning the night into light. On the day you were born, gravity's strong pull held you to the earth with a promise that you would never float away. While deep in space, the burning sun sent up towering flames, lighting your sky from dawn until dusk. On the day you were born, the quiet moon glowed and offered to bring a full bright face each month to your windowsill. While high above the North Pole, Polaris, the glittering North Star, stood still, shining silver light into your night sky. On the day you were born, the moon pulled on the ocean below, and wave by wave, a rising tide washed the beaches clean for your footprints. While far out at sea, clouds swelled with water drops, sailed to shore on a wind, and rained you a welcome across Earth's green land. On the day you were born, a forest of tall trees collected the sun's light in their leaves, where in silent mystery, they made oxygen for you to breathe. While close to your skin and as high as the sky, air rushed in and blew about, invisibly protecting you and all living things on the earth. On the day you were born, the earth turned, the moon pulled, the sun flared, and then with a push, you slipped out of the quiet dark, when suddenly you could hear a circle of people singing with voices familiar and clear. Welcome to the spinning world, the people sang as they washed your new tiny hands. Welcome to the green earth, the people sang, as they wrapped your wet, slippery body. And as they held you close, they whispered in your open, curving ear, we are so glad you have come. Oh, on the day you were, by Deborah Frazier. Regardless of the day, I'm glad you were born. You are wonderful. Just wonderful. And I'm so thankful for you. We're celebrating you today. Yes, we celebrate birthdays and we celebrate milestones and we celebrate holidays and we celebrate ceremonies, right? All kinds of cultures have ceremonies to celebrate you. Baptisms, bar and bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, naming days, graduations, promotions, award ceremonies, but we are celebrating you just because you are you, and we love you. Adela comes home It's produced in partnership with Nikki Peach, her daughter Adela, her mother Teresa, and Quanah Matheson. Photographs are by Franny Wilson, and this is a Love Every book. Adela comes home. My name is Adela, and I am coming home. I am Native American from the Coeur d'Alene tribe in Idaho. Native American means that my family has been here for a really, 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 really long time, longer than anyone else. This land where my family is from is my home. My mama is coming with me, and I call her my Nune, which is how you say mother in the Coeur d'Alene tribal language. My grandmother traveled here too. When I see her, I jump into her arms. I call her my Yaya. My favorite part of coming home is being out on the water. I get to ride in a boat called a sturgeon canoe. Canoes like this one have been used by all the people in my family who came before me. My Tsutsutin. For special days like today, I wear clothes called regalia. I'm wearing my regalia right now. This is our traditional patchwork, and all of these are beads. I even have on Hello Kitty beaded earrings. For special days like today, I wear clothes called regalia. We never call it a costume. We never call it an outfit. It's regalia for Indigenous people. My Nune, my Yaya, and I all get dressed together. Nune helps me put on a special dress she made just for me with my Native American name on it. She puts a belt on me, necklaces made with beads, a bag, and special shoes called moccasins. I even get to wear lipstick! Wearing my regalia makes me feel proud. Before we climb into the canoe, we have a ceremony to bless it and welcome us home. We say thank you to the water, to the people who made the canoe, and to those who came before us, my family. To say thank you, we burn a plant called sage to make smoke. Then we use a fan made of feathers to guide the smoke around our bodies and the canoe. This is called smudging. I love smudging. It's like taking a bath with smoke instead of water. It smells good and I feel clean after I do it. My Nune and I have been smudging since I was a baby. We smudge my eyes so I can see the good in everything, my mouth so I can speak kind words, my ears so I can hear good things, and my heart so I can lead with it. We always end by smudging my feet so I can walk a good path. See that her feet have moccasins on them? That's a traditional kind of Indigenous footwear. And they're wearing their regalia, their traditional clothing. After we've smudged ourselves and the boat, we get ready to climb in. I love the water. We call it Sikwe. The water is yours, my Yaya reminds me. It belongs to you, and you belong to it. I climb in carefully between Nune and Yaya, and we push off from the shore together. When I move, the canoe moves, and Nune says, "Be careful, Adela. I know you're excited, but we still need to be safe. It takes courage to be patient and still." I hang on tight. It's so peaceful on the water. Lim lemsh sikwe, I say. It means thank you, water. How do you say thank you? Yaya starts to sing and play a drum. We always sing when we're on the lake, and she lets me play the drum too. It's time to head back. Do you want to help? Nune asks me, and she hands me the paddle. A paddle is a long stick with a wide, flat end that we use to move the canoe through the water. I hold on tight. To paddle, you push back to go forward. This is not where I live, but it feels like home. I'm calm here. This is your home, Nune says, because this is where you came from. This land is yours, just like it's mine and Yaya's. One day this land will belong to your children, too. Adela comes home. Oh, how wonderful to celebrate you. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate your name. Celebrate everything good about you. Celebrate our love for you. Celebrate your family. Celebrate who you're going to be. Oh, how wonderful to celebrate you today. You are so loved. And our books today, our stories today, remind us of that. On the day you were born, and Adela comes home, we're celebrating you.
The time dedicated to making magic for the ears. Over many years you awaited, now it's here. Heighten up the senses, open up the eyes. Navajo delivers, overshadowing the mind. I'ma operate it like a science in the sound, bringing all the elements together for the pound. Never have you had such a serum set in stone. Have you ever heard how a warrior brings it home? Analytically, I'ma think before it breaks. Never will it be duplicated by the fake. So
rhythm chemistry makes music for you.
The dawn, native and the chemistry exhibiting the strong. This is for the masses, one sound original. Separate the classes and the mission is a fail. Rhythm is the synergy, manipulating moves. Rhyming is the energy, narrating groove. Bison on the versa, cause it's interchangeable. Either way, it's hitting over new material. All I want is everybody feeling what it am. Mikey Bones, Honey Dawn, giving to the fans. Something for the people, anybody with an ear. For the listen, we appreciate the cheers.
Rhythm chemistry makes music for your soul. Sonic alchemy turns it straight into gold. Say my honey, don't you know how we roll? Change lives, heal hearts, make the people whole. Rhythm chemistry
million doing what I do. But my dedication to the rhyming is a true testimony to everything that I believe. Music is the medicine a warrior achieves. In the lab I level out the elemental flow. In a rush of rhythm I am telling what I know. Truth inside a renegade is ready to release. In a therapeutic symphony giving inner peace. I never let any critic get a beat. Your philosophy is not an easy read, so lessen your aggression, experience the real. Open up your senses, accept the mass appeal.
Rhythm chemistry makes music for your soul. Sonic alchemy turns hit straight into gold. Thank my honey, don't you know how we roll? Change lives, heal hearts, make the people whole. Rhythm chemistry makes music for your soul. Sonic alchemy turns hit straight into gold. Thank my honey, don't you know how we roll? Change lives, heal hearts, make the people whole.
You are so very wonderful. You are marvelous. You are magnificent. And we love you very, very much. I really enjoy it. And I'm so thankful for all of you. Thank you for reading with me today for story time. I can't wait till we're together again next time for story time with Dr. Dawn. We love you. Love you. Love you.
You come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, they pray hard. And never look back once the war forgave you. Save her, better believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, and never look back once the war forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.